experience of the 40 years in the desert. He spends a great deal of soaking describing the sin of the miraculous, which he talks about first. He speaks about the head of Adam, the sin of the golden calf. He tells Jews to remember the night that I've seen. I teach your children that they should remember, they should not forget it. At the end of Daniel, we have shades, that he wrote six things for us to remember. Five of the six appear at Sefer Devarim, and even the one that doesn't is Zohar Eshkol HaShavos Lakasho, and in this week's segment for Eskana we have Shomar Eshkol HaShavos Lakasho, and Rashi makes the famous comment that Zohar, the Shomar, were both said
the deeper ever.
I believe that's the correct. Zohar and Shomar was said to be forever. So you can ask me, why in the Chododi does it say Shomar the Zohar or the Zohar? Zohar, remember, is in Parshas Yisrael, and Shomar is in Parshas Mashana. So if you're waiting for some kind of a profound answer, you can be at ease. Rav Shlomo Alkafitz, who wrote it, wanted the letter Shlomo, Shin, because Shlomo, his name was not Shlomo. It was Shomar, the Zohar, and he would have, and you have the rest of his name. The whole period of the year in which we live, in his whole memory, remember, the period of the 3 weeks is when we take something that happened so long ago, and we rebuild it again, and to relive it, to re-experience it. The love often said that there are two kinds of avelus, two kinds of mourning. There's avelus chadosha. Avelus chadosha means a here and now new mourning. Whenever somebody dies in the family. So there's the period of owning until the burial, and the first day, and there's the first 3 days of the Shiva, the 7 days of Shiva, Shloshim, 12 months. There's a whole progression, but over there the purpose of the progression is in order to take the mourner, in a sense, by the hand, from the trauma of the loss, and finally bring the mourner back into society. There's Avelus Yeshana. The Avelus, the mourning for the Beit HaMikdash, is an Avelus of old. What the 3 weeks are supposed to accomplish is to take that old, ancient mourning and make it real all over again. So what really happens is we have precisely the opposite progression. In the 3 weeks, the intensity of the mourning grows from Shabbos of the Thomas to Rosh Chodesh Av, from Rosh Chodesh Av through the 9 days. 9 days will might become to tomorrow is Erev, we're already talking about the day of the Tetzicha. Yom Kippur at night is already before the Tshuva makes a wood on the front of one head on his body before him. Because the whole purpose is to rebuild, restructure in our minds and in our hearts all that took place. So it's all story of history. History is so vital, it's so significant, a part of Yiddishkeit. The idea to remember and to know. And of course, there is one extremely significant and important reason for all this: never to repeat the mistakes of history again. So I've done some musings and thinking about that during the last few weeks. Number one, the first paragraph. This is taken from the Sefer Ein Havon and Sleva. Ein Havon and Sleva is one of the most unusual documents to have emerged from the Second World War. Rabbi Slokor Shlom, the Tariq Shah Hashem in Kaldomo, writes in this Sefer that he had always been opposed to Eretz Yisrael, a opposed to the issue, he was an anti-Zionist of the worst, the lowest order. And then when he sees what's happening to the Jews of Poland, he began to think, and he rethought his entire philosophy of life. And on the contrary, he arrives at the conclusion that a big mistake was that we should not erase this phenomenon. We should have been trying for hundreds of years to get back. We should have gone. The terrible tragedy caused that we forgot it. So it says the following. The Medrash. This is a Medrash on the Baal Torah Chazon, last Shabbos HaTorah. Yoda Shor Konehu V'chamor Eibuz Bo'ala. The ox knows who is its owner. The donkey knows who it eats. Yisrael lo yada, ami lo yidonam. My people Israel did not know, and my nation did not think. So the Medrash says the following: Yisrael lo yada, l'she'ova. That's the word in the Medrash. Ami lo yidonam, l'atid baro. Chavon ha'shita l'tati. The Rambam's Medrash says, but what it all means, what it means is the following. Let us just tell us the following. Because we didn't know the past. We didn't care about the past. We were incapable of contemplating the future. If, as some people say, the past bores me. We're into a new era. The past bores me. Yisrael lo yada. If they don't know the past, then Ami lo yada, they will never be able to understand. They will never be able to prepare themselves for what's going to happen. But Akavon HaShut of Adati, remember, he says in 1942 and 43 in Budapest, and he's writing, and in most cases he's writing without the benefit of stuff that he's able to quote so much of Torah about that. And then a few months later, after the Seder was printed, he was killed, and the story about it is he was on the train on the way to Auschwitz, and precisely failed, but anyway, Adam Gadol Chan. So he says, the meaning is simple. Shalom Mokriyat Yisrael, the Nami is admonishing the Jewish people, she shall care for the Hebrew of Hatzara Shalom. Forgets too quickly. We forget too quickly that's us. The going in horror wasn't an instant or a shooter. We should have learned and understood from the past how to conduct ourselves in the future. And the moment I am in my soul to learn from the difficult years, Shetarbalim, Zaydos, not just that there's such terrible decrees, and you sheet to all of them, and they took the skin off us. Then coming to him, Uzzarakim, Loditza, Ezachim, and was fulfilled to the Jewish people was that whatever they did was for Lord. The loss of the house of the temple that they stole, the Nisham of Harry Mercy. And the whole time I said, I'm going to lay down. They should have known this past. Can they even believe that I'm not dead? So they should be able to think about the future. So the Lord came only in the hand of the Abba, never ever trust them again. Don't trust them about the future. You can't believe them. We should have learned that from our history. So the Lord came only in the hand of the Abba. Zotem Hashem, I have Jews who get this too quickly. But we see that our own people, they will be able to make themselves up. And so they don't know whom the Melah told how he said, what is the result of this? Showing them in the Melah, I think they forget the past, they don't think about the future. And that's what the number is running out. Yisrael, oh yada, Yisrael doesn't follow the job, it doesn't follow the past. And not even though we from the Melah, they will also make people did not think and contemplate the future. That precisely this can all be repeated. The same thing has been happening all over again. Chas v'shalom. And when you corrode your mechanism, or hit him, I'll say just as our history goes. And then he said it in his Deutsch-Nordisch German, all the land in Yiddish, which we have a translation that's underlined. Lo, ha, lo, ha, 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 ha So the great tragedy of the Jewish people is not that which had befallen us. Elzev Shehini goes to Numa Blecha, who said the great tragedy of the Jewish people is that we don't learn lessons. We don't learn to love them. Come, go tell a tragedy. This is the great tragedy. In another section there, this is next, it's also from Elzev Shehini. In another section there, he takes the famous parasha of Sa'war that of course appears in the statement of Purim. So Purim should also Hamolik Badera. Remember that it's Hamolik teaching you on the road that Satan is hiding in the Badera. Ashikor Badera, by his own name, the Chokhan of Shoma, however, he attacked you on the road and a sneak attack from behind, all the stragglers, you're exhausted and fatigued. The Lord Ha'el of him and he doesn't do that. He's going to read this next passage, is going to be read in such a beautiful, original way by the Abraham Spedar. Vahyam has it on me, Hashem of Gekal Tov, and God of Ever, and God is going to give peace to all your enemies and solve it all around. And the land that God gives you as an inheritance. Tikhet, says Amalek. Destroy the memory of Amalek. Be God, Hashem, and complete the heavens. Lord Tishah, don't forget. After what he says, and then we read the great words. He says two things. When it's all over, when the Ruchama is over, finally the war is over. You know what you have to do? You have to make sure that from then on further your life is going to be Bohares in the land, Asher Lokehara, the land that God gives you as an inheritance. Don't remain here in Europe, he says. Flee! Because there's the feeling that when the war is over, everything is going to go back to what it was. So he says now, the passage is telling you that when the enemy is destroyed and it's over, you must make certain that your life is going to be only one place. For Ares Asher, Asher, Olgero, Adrena, Hasbacho. Then he makes a second comment, which is of such contemporary significance. He says it's a weakness. He says that it's a weakness of Jewish people. It may very well be. I'm not sure about that yet. It may be. But he says it's the weakness of the higher one. Yeah, Hashem will get along and call it out. But now, things are quiet down. No bus has blown up in about 5-6 weeks.
People have been killed.
It's somebody killed here, and somebody shot there, but pretty cool. We're not afraid to turn on the radio or the TV. We don't hear sirens already for a few weeks in the streets of Bijan, huh? The gate. They didn't go around coming out of Jews, and I can tell you, I see Jews on occasion. My heart pushes. It flows over. We've been through an extremely difficult 2.5 years. We even have to take it easy. The only thing is that there's a terrible, terrible danger, he says. When there's going to be peace and all your enemies around, that's the most crucial moment of all. Because you know what you're bound to do then? You're bound to forget. That's the moment that we didn't forget. So the rest of saying, by the way, here comes an extremely beautiful captain. he should know the best way to destroy him is by building up Eretz Yisrael. That's how you destroy Moshe and Jane. In Detroit, all the folks used to remain here. Those Lord, our Lord, didn't just not believe in our question on him. Not only would you not destroy Amalek, Elohim is Chazek Vayokha, the Moshe Tite Chel Halo. You know what? He's the greatest strength. He didn't want to do business with him. He said, look at this there. At first, it would be a little bit of a song from Germany, then we got a little easy to make a life song from Germany, and maybe we end up in another section, he says he hopes that Jews are going to conduct themselves with Germany as they did for 500 years with Spain. If he'd know the way Jews conduct themselves with Spain today, they'd even understand the term of the great. When peace comes, go to Eretz Yisrael. Whatever I commanded to remember, to despise him and his land. And that's why he says, Lo Tisha, I know. Take a look at these 2 lines that are on the way. Anochi Adam, Yadam Yitam Hakam Shah, I know your weakness. Shah Shachayah, my head, the Kotaro, Shasu, the Yom Kashi, the Gedo. Ubi Kawakam Yitrasem, Tahesu, I am. But he's a Hindu Kitano, the Karacha. If you just had the back of the little thing, with a nice word, and you forget about it all, and you bash in the glory of people are being nice to you, that he says, forget it. Don't forget the good things. Don't forget the bad things. I'm building up to something. Let's go to the next. Number three, I heard 2 weeks ago from my nephew. In the name of my brother, the oldest brother, Harav Jason Yehudko, Olam Shalom. He was rabbi in Worcester, Massachusetts for 36 years. And I got so upset with my nephew that he had such a good heart for my brother, and he hadn't told me all these years, I got very upset. We do not despair. I'm going to come to a passage that I'm ready to death. You never really know what's good about it. No, I think that I never really understood it. Alright, so there's another passage here how I understand. Okay. You can understand it now. Oh yeah, you can understand it. You know that night when Holland decides that he's going to make the gallows, and in the early hours of the morning he comes to the king, he hears rustling of leaves, and he asks who's there, and they say, Haman, I go, Haman, king, he asks him what the king do for somebody who he wants to show honor. So Haman says, he thinks himself it's me, they put him on a horse that the king rode on, and put him in royal garments in place, and take him through the streets, saying, oh, my God, so shall we not the man who the king wishes to honor. So of course comes the unexpected of all. I am Haman. And the king said to Haman, I hate quickly. Take the garments, take the horses, just as you said. I say, King of Mordecai, I will be as the brother did not stop Mordecai. Do this to Mordecai, you will be able to change the shot. Everything he said, do it. But it says, Haman took it all, and he took him through the streets, and he called before him, Kokhan Yosef Lishashar Melachal, thanks be Karam. But Yosef Mordechai Shara, Mordechai went back to the king, and Haman came showing back to his house of Abel in mourning the Hafun Rosh. Listen to the next passage. Next passage. By his son at home, Zedashisha, Haman told his wife Zedashim, and all his friends, at Kovashek and Rome, everything that happened. It was the most humiliating day of his whole life. Vayom-Bukam said to Ishtar, his wise men and his wife there said to him, In Zerah, you didn't murder him, Asher Hashimoto, you know it or not. In this murder, whom you've begun to fall before him, is from the seed of Jews, look to cover, you will never be able to work him. Overpower him, keep not holding hold of him, because you shall fall before him. That's the great advice. You understand the great advice that his wife and his friends say? Hello? We got bad news and we got worse news. If this child will fall into his work activity, then you should know, he's still being dead. Come on, people. Can the men of this expect some words of encouragement, sympathy from his wife and his best friends? This is the unkindest kind of home. So my brother Olashon said the following. They're giving him the best advice in the book. If he said, I knew that if this Mordechai, whom you've become the fold of, is from the Jews, you know what you do? Not multiple of them. Play the game. Fall before him. You know, oh Mordechai, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We want to look now. Look around. I'm going to order them right now to remove all weapons from all terrorists in 127 states. I'm going to start now myself cleaning off all the graffiti in Shushan and Shushan Bira. Just fall before him. You know what happens when you fall before him? Mordechai, you fall for it. You'll say a few good words. You'll come, and you know what? We can also arrange a handshake in the Chasar Gilad Bitlam HaMelech, in the presence of Hashem and Shisha. Whatever you want to do. They gave him very good advice, because they know the weakness as well. Not for the people of one heart. You're not mistaken, because that Rabban David is when he's finally started falling. He was no failed Al-Hamid Torah, unprepared upon Jezebel's assumption. That was his undoing. But of course, they know that we'll fall for it time and time again. We'll buy and we'll pay for the same thing over and over again. I question everyone, I've been waiting to say this shit because I've been in such agony for 3 weeks now. Every day, I read the newspapers, and I wish I see exactly everything that happened. In the last 8 years, it's all here. I'll get into Bethlehem, out of Bethlehem. Oh, Pikuma, I'm not going to get out of Bethlehem. Our house, he's not strong yet. He needs our help. Let him know there. They went running through. We're not going to fight the Pharisees. We're not going to remove their weapons. That's the most important aspect of the summary. We don't even have to read newspapers anymore. It is much the same thing. Enough old people fun. Just play the game. This work in the whole bunch of them. And I think that's why they say, in the Zera, if he has Jewish blood flowing in his hands, he'll fall for it. He says, smile a little bit. You're taking me into the portals of power throughout the world. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I don't know. I'm actually not the only one. I'm in such pain. I don't understand. We're living through a period of history. The whole point of this period of history is that if you swear, it won't let out. If you don't want to know what happened in the past, you already gone on. You can't even begin to think about what to do in the future. If you trust all the time to walk on, then we're going to pay the price. Ultimately, we're going to pay the price. I just don't understand. Let's turn over to the next slide. I tell you, here I should have made a comment on the side. This is something that I heard from my son. I have a son who lives in Abdullah. And this is the famous Gemara, of cancer and paracancer. Right, that's it. I mean, we're talking about the, I mean, we're the fourth issue, counsel and fire counsel. So the word says the following. Anybody can read the word and have the text there, but I'll tell you basically what the text says. Text says that there was a story, there was a party. A man had a friend, counsel made the party, a fellow made the party, and he had a friend, counsel, and he had somebody he didn't like by the name of Bob Counsel. He didn't like it a lot. Anyway, he sent an invitation to the invitation backstage, the person who was supposed to give the invitation, invited Bar Counsel to the party, and Bar Counsel comes into the party, and the fellow's making the party, see Bar Counsel was there, Bert and Schwartz funny baby, becomes in black of bloody eyes. Anybody doesn't know Yiddish. Anyway, I've been working very hard, so I'm taking a little Just a little interruption. This year, as long as we talk about, is dedicated in memory of our long, slow, holy faith. You would spend this fine. Today is your turn. So you should know, I had in mind at the beginning of our study session to say it then. So you should know that the study session, which was terrific, this year, all is in memory of the Anyway, Bar Counsel comes into the party, and the fellow who makes the party is going to get Bar Counsel out, regardless of what the cost is. And Bar Counsel says, well, I'll pay for whatever I need, no good. I'll pay for the head of the party, no good. I'll pay for the whole party, no good. And unceremoniously, or maybe even ceremoniously, he stood on out of the so he decides that he's going to show these Jews, you can't do this for me. He's going to go tell Caesar in Rome that the Jews are rebelling against him. So he goes to Rome and he tells Caesar that the Jews are rebelling. Caesar doesn't simply take things at face value. He says, prove it to me. So he says, give me an animal to bring us a sacrifice. We'll see if they sacrifice an animal that is sent by Caesar. We know that they have not rebelled, but they will refuse. You know why they refuse? They're not taking any instructions anymore from Caesar. Anyway, he comes to your giant and he brings the animal, but on the way, he made a slight blemish in the Bible says that according to us Jews, we cannot read on the altar. My brain is not considered a blemish. Either a split on the lip or something on the eyelid. Anyway, he comes before the Chachamim, and here comes a here's the manna, and the Gemara outlines the manna. There were those who said, listen, let's bring this sacrifice. What choice do we have? Let's bring the animal, no, from the point of view how other it should not be put on the altar. Let's bring this animal. So there was a man by the name of Rav Zacharia ben Abdullah. Rav Zacharia ben Abdullah says, no, we can't do that. Because if we're going to do that, people may say that if you make a blemish in a holy animal, you get the death penalty for it. And that's not true. We can't commit a mistake of this sort to get out of the public. So they said, well, let's kill Bar Counsel so he shouldn't make his way back to Rome. So Rav Zacharia ben Abdullah said, the first one was, to sacrifice an animal with a blemish. So they'll say, you can bring an animal with a blemish. The second option, the second alternative is they say, let's kill Bar Counsel so he can't come back to Rome. So I'm tired of that. He says, Austin, how people want to say that if you make a blemish and a holy animal, you get a death penalty. That's not true. Those are the two alternatives. You know what happened? Nothing was done. And the end was the Churban came. And Rabbi Yochanan made a powerful statement on the Tov of the Chari ben Achilles, the tolerance, the slaver of the Chari ben Achilles, in refusing to have our Council put to death, at the demon of Ethanu, the spirit of Ethanu, the serpent of Ethanu, burning down the sanctuary, making tongue the Ethanu, and exiled us from the Father. What an entirety of a Zachariah that I caused. That's a separate issue on its own, the indictment of Zachariah of Kings. And the fact is, in order to understand that, the problem of Zachariah ben Achimaaz is he did take a stand. You know, there are people who abstain. You can't abstain from life. In life, you have to take a position, and you have to take a position with all the risks that come with it. The absence of taking the position is divine destruction.
But in the home, you not take a stand either. Because
he was one person.
So I agree with you. You're right. So it filled the ground for us to hire the Achilles, and now he took a position. But in a way, you should know that there is a Tosefta in the seventh paragraph of the Sefta Shabbos, where the Tosefta says that there's a machloket between Shammai and Hillel whether you're permitted to remove bones from the table on Shabbos. Is it mutzah or not mutzah? Shammai says no. Basil says yes. And there was a particular incident at which Rav Zachariah ben Achimaaz, the only other time that he's mentioned in all Shas. And it says, like, he didn't take a position. Not like the Shammai, not like the Hillel. Which is proof, of course, that he simply didn't take a position. And not taking a position is destructive. Yes?
It started a party, and it happened, and we didn't take a position.
Right, they didn't take a position. But there's the one who now imposes his will of not taking a position is Rav Zachariah ben Achimaaz. He says the tongue. No, I think I must have told you, he didn't tell you.
His position was not
a position. Oh, so I'm telling you that the Gemara is telling us that it's not a position. That's why Rav Yosef is saying he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. I'll give you an example.
That's the same one I had, right?
Well, this I said some years ago this year. It was an Aseret Yemei Teshuva in 1993 when Avraham Mom was being brought to a vote in the Knesset. Mm-hmm. And in Har Nof, some of my people got the signatures of 1,300 families who were opposed to Oslo.
Wow.
And they asked me to bring it to one of the rabbis in Har Nof, so that I should ask him to bring it to the attention of his father, who had held sway over a certain political party. Okay? Most of the words I have nothing to say anymore. Anyway, I come to this gentleman and I tell him, take a look, we have 1,300 families. So we want that the party, we want to ask that the party we represent should vote against Oslo. So he tells me that his father, is considering abstaining. Now, there are very rare opportunities in life when one gets to say the great comeback. We usually think later what I should have said.
Yeah.
We don't have it at that time. We always, what we can say after we've thought it all over, it's always better. And we eat our hearts out about it for years. Here, we're not shemayim to the great shemayim, and we've done it just clearly. We're not shemayim. It also happened to be that I'm sorry. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva is also learned in Rambam Hilchos Tshuva during the course of Sarah Tshuva. The Rambam said it, that the Rambam wrote it and divided it into 10 chapters so that you learn a chapter a day during the Sarah Tshuva. Okay? So I had just that point. I had learned the Rambam, but the Rambam says that a person should always take a look at himself as though he's half Tzadik and half Lashon. And the whole world is half Tzadik and half Chovot. I do mitzvah, so I have brought greatness upon myself and the whole world. Also, mitzvah has, he does one mitzvah, he has, as Kasmo has called the Kaf. So, Why don't you tell us why, Aiden? So now, unfortunately, you're going to take the person has to see the ramifications of what he does. If he does harm Aiden, he's going to bring the whole world down with him. So I turned to the gentleman, the one speaking, and I said, I don't understand. Why did Ramban only mention two options? The one of whom you mitzvah, or the one of whom you have Aiden? Why doesn't he say the third option? Look at the moment. So I said, because a mensch took a behavior to the to abstain is not human. To abstain is destructive. He didn't like me for many years. But rather, it turns out, he talked more about it. As Chayyim HaKadosh is not taking a position, which is infinitely more destructive than taking a position. And now I'm going to tell you, now I'm going to tell you what my son said. And now that I think of it, it's even better than I thought it was. Right beneath the Gemara, I have the Rashi. You see the Rashi that's on the line?
Yeah.
Amun bin Natun Tau. That's one of the most difficult words. This is what Rashi says. Rabbi Yochanan says it was the talents of Azkari bin Akilus that destroyed the Bet Hamikdash and sent us into exile. So Rashi says, Sarban Tau. His talents, Shesalon had said, the Lohararo, that he tolerated his fellow Bar Kamsa and didn't kill him. Wait a minute. Why don't you say that? The Gemara gave us two options, but two ways out. One way was to bring the sacrifice. The other was to kill Rav Zachariah. There are two options, right? The Gemara said, either be married to Corbin, or kill Barakasa. Rashi says, you know what the talents of Zachariah was? That he tolerated the stone, didn't kill him. Why doesn't Rashi say that he didn't bring the Corbin? It's an excellent question of Rashi. You know why? But then, because Rashi did take a position. And you know what Rashi's position is? To bring the Corbin would mean surrender to terrorism. To bring the carbon would mean that somebody can come and force Christ to do something they don't want to do. That's surrender. That you can't demand the Christ for ever. And you know what the real option was? Rashi is making a clear statement. The option was to kill himself. Because he is the one who is the threat to the Jewish people, he should be destroyed. What a statement Rashi is making. It's so clear in the words of Rashi. To have been married the carbon of the blood of sacrifice would mean that we are all surrendered to the act of absolute terror. Either you do it, or I'm going to snitch on you to throw. All Thomas Law quietly goes ahead and brings the carbon to you. Rashi makes a clear statement. Rashi has taken a position. Very beautiful part. So the theme is never surrender. The theme is never give in to terror. Mm-hmm. And then the one final theme, and with that, I end this year. Number five. There's a chapter in the law. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just tell you the thrust of the story and then we'll be fine. One of the great enemies of the Jewish people during the time of Allah and kings of Israel was Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram. Aram, the whole area of Mesopotamia, Aram was soon going to become the Assyrian Empire that was going to give way one day and become the Babylonian Empire. It was Aram that was the great enemy of the Jewish people. And Ben-Hadad was there. He was there. He was the worst of them all. Every year, every few years, he would invade. And Israel won a number of lightning victories over him. First column. See where it's on the line. Remember in during one of the invasions, one of his incursions, he 100,000 of his men lost. He flees. The Christ said, Hitler flees. Let's read the puzzle before I go. Subhanallah, there you go. Those who remained, those who were fought in battle, which were 100 foot soldiers in one day. Those who remained fled to the city of Vegar, Batipa Lachoma, and the wall fell on 27,000 men who were left. And Ben-Hadad fled, by the middle of the year he came to the city, Cheder Chader, a room that he hid in the city. I don't know, Saddam someplace in Iraq, in the Bukharan. But you know, Rehla Hadar, his servant said to him, he named Hashemanu, we have heard, he mounted the Israel, he mounted the Hezadeh, we heard about the kings of Israel, that they're kind people. Nasima Masakim Masdenim, let's put sackcloth on the Havodah of shame and ropes on our heads. Then he'd say, I love this woman, go up to the king of Israel. Oh, Rabbi Chagin Hashem, maybe let me live. This is the first one who's going to try and not all people bit. The not all people. Let's go around this. We have to look. We have to be sorry, so we go on sackcloth, on the wings, and ropes on their heads. And they came to the village of Israel, and they said to him, after all, then I have to serve. Then I have to honor. To King Anashi, please let me live. Ayona, after the king of Israel responds, how then Chai? He's still alive? Oh, he's my brother. God Almighty. What a tragedy. Well, I'm watching in Akashu, the people were able to define, and they figured out already they were very smart. They figured out by that response. They decided, oh, this is coming from him, it's going to be all right. I know what they said, oh, he's got Ben-Hadad. So they responded, yeah, I'm so unwilling. Your brother Ben-Hadad. I don't know, come, king of Israel says, come, take him. But he's got Ben-Hadad came out, and he brought him onto the chapter for this. They must have shaken hands. But you know what they love. And so then Ben-Hadad says, those cities that my father taught you when they return, everything, he was my brother. Then they give me another sukkim where one of the deities tells somebody to hit him, and he refuses to hit him, and he says, because he refused to hit him, God is going to punish him. It's all related to the story that's going to come. One of them, a son of the prophet, said to his friend, by the command of God, Hakim God. He tells his fellow, God said, hit me. But he went to Ishbak also, and then refused him. So the monkey said, the prophet said, can I show you how to go to Hashem because he didn't listen to the word of God? He called it, he did, he fought our game because he didn't listen to me. God is the one who told me that you should hit me. He didn't listen, he didn't die. He walked off, and along came a lion and killed him. But he said, the lion found him. But he instantly shot him from another man, and he said to him, please hit me. And the man hit him, but he did the mitzvah, it should be done with Muhammad. He hit him, and he really wounded him. This guy did the mitzvah, the man who stood in the way of the king, by his hapim, but he fell later, he sort of camouflaged himself with earth or and the Melech was going by, he cried out to the king, and he said, and he tells the king of Solomon, out of the most terrible come up. Your servant went out to you all, being naked, sore, and I lay at my knees. A man came over to me with another man, and he told me, watch this man. And if you don't guard him, and he gets away, it's your life and his life. If he partake, and if he's going to be missing, I want you to guard this fellow. I'm telling Ashima, I'm not sure your life and his life. Oh, keep our castle to show. Or give me a kicker, a penny to kick her off the castle. Right now, the mother said, you're hanging away now. As I was moving around, the men got away. But you were able, what should I do? But you were able to know your source, the king of Israel said, change your father, or ask her. You may be able that you were going to watch this fellow. He got away, so you would still not in his life. What are you going to do? Kick her castle. Change your father, that's it. After her ask her, you passed off him. By my the nominee hurried, but also at the 8th of the Alingam, he took the dash off his face by Arkeo from there, his son, the king of Israel, recognized him as the prophet. King Nahal is eating good, then son of the demon. By your very love, he said from the following, listen to this prophet. Kohamar Hashem, so says God, Yashilakta et Ishkarni Yah, because you sent away the man who'd been caught in the trap. For the end, you may have captured him. He was a captain. He was a terrorist. He was a murderer. And you let him go. Your life is going to be for his life. Your people will suffer in place of his people. And the king of Israel went home sore, beside the emotion of his when angry upset. Is Jeremy? He's in your hand, he's a killer. His hands are dripping with Jewish blood. You let him go. You think you held him in your hands because of your strength? But I can't get these words out of my hand. And I got 447 today. Who knows what will be tomorrow? You're a schlock who said this. Is Jeremy you? Should be less than what they should have.